Lee Morgan on trumpet, and we also have Joe Henderson on tenor sax, Billy Higgins on drums, Barry Harris on piano, and Bob Cranshaw on bass, with Lee Morgan's title track of his 1963 album, The Sidewinder. Yeah, I'm talking about drum. This is Lead Stories. I'm Eutrice Lead. And, you know, we're moseying. And what a mosey it is. This, I can't tell you how exasperating it is to be living in these times where you wonder what is going on. Is there a subplot here where people, for the most part, are thinking, well, it is what it is, you know, the United States of America and, you know, God and apple pie and all of that. But we see that this president, I mean, where we are with this president, the whole country has gone down right in a hole. And yet, it seems that we are the ones worrying. The president isn't worrying, and he's not worrying because he has everything that he wants now. He even has his own personal government. And we're all living with it. We all have to live with it, it seems, because I don't see any indication that there is real combat going on, fighting for the people and the rights of the people. It isn't going on. They kind of just acquiesced. Well, you know how the president is. He's a different kind of guy. He has a different way of doing things. And really, he's not bad. So we're putting up with him until 2020. Everybody is now talking. All hopes are on 2020. But it seems to me that we had an election already, and we're well into the first term. I mean, when do we act as if we are really very bothered by the conduct of this administration and this president, and we're not having it? We've kind of settled. We've kind of yielded to this way of doing business, which is outrageous. We have people behaving in ways you could never in your life have imagined that it would become the norm, for people to be cussing each other out, people doing whatever the heck they want to do, and it starts at the very top. The President of the United States has yet to show respect for his office. He's doing whatever he wants to do. In an enfant terrible sort of way. I want what I want, and I want it now. I got to get it. And it doesn't matter to him or to the people in his circle how embarrassing it is for this country to have that kind of public global profile. It doesn't matter to them what the consequences are of their unplanned, whatever they want to do, kind of action. We just said we'll have to live with it as long as they get what they want. And what they want is power, and they want money. And they want lots and lots and lots of it. Actually, they want all of it. And your mind is boggled that people can't see what's happening and react accordingly. The people with the power to react accordingly. They've let this man just do whatever the heck he wants to do. Case in point is the most recent trip abroad, in which he took the people he wanted to take, his government, which includes, of course, his daughter, Ivanka Trump, no experience whatsoever, none, none. And there she is in the middle of all these world leaders with significant accomplishments in their lives. And they clearly rejected her presence. They didn't want her there. She didn't belong there. But Trump insisted that she be there and play a significant role. She is to be seen. She is to, you know, this is a kind of family outing. And the trivialization of very serious matters by the president. But then the president is crazy. I've said that from day one. And look how well the country has adjusted to having a president whose mind is shot. He's in his own world doing whatever he wants to do. Congress be damned. He doesn't have to consult anybody. He doesn't have to take pointers from anybody. He has his son-in-law, his got his negotiating world peace. Can't negotiate peace in the White House. He has his two sons. I guess he drew the line with Barron, the youngest son, because he really is too young. But probably in a year or two, he will have Barron as Secretary of State. These marginally competent people, you wouldn't buy life insurance from them. You can't trust these people. They have no clue about what they are now in charge of, which is running significant departments of this country. Jared Kushner is our Secretary of State. And we have Ivanka Trump as, well, sometimes she is Secretary of State too. She's whatever it is she wants to be. She's an entrepreneur. Well, what do you think all these business trips and all of this stuff, and they're making a big noise that, of course, Trump has had a momentous and historic meeting with Kim Jong-un again, and they're using the demilitarized zone as some kind of a major of great symbolic value. Kim Jong-un doesn't care about that. He beats them all. He is a man in his early 30s, and he has absolute control, tyrannical control over his country. And this is what Trump wants. And what is bothering the president at this time is he wants a military parade for July 4th. That would really make him happy. Infantile. Crazy. And the country is well adjusted to this madness. In fact, if you object to the madness, it's you, they will say. You are the crazy one. This is a great president. He's innovative, energetic, visionary. He's just misunderstood because people can't function at his level. They're not yet prepared to do so. But this president is unique. And instead of giving him a hard time, giving him a hard time means following the laws of the land, the Constitution and the law of the land. Instead of giving him what he wants so that he could take us to higher heights, we're trying to get in his way. We're trying to suffocate him. We're trying to hold him back. We are the wrong ones. Expecting that a president would respect the law, the laws of the land, would be working together with Congress, and they all would be working together in the interest of all the people. That's not happening. This vile attitude, which comes right out of the White House, has spread. And everybody is doing whatever the hell they want to do. And what they want to do more than anything else is rule other countries and take, be super duper, extra super duper capitalists. Go take what other people have because you're entitled to it. And now you have the toys to do it. You have an army and a navy and an air force. You've got submarines. You've got nuclear bombs. You can do whatever you want. And everybody's job is to get out of your way and give you what you want. And that's where we are. Democracy? What's that? What is that? What is that? We have no democracy here. They're doing what they want to do. This is a renegade government. This is an out of control government doing all kinds of secret stuff, utilizing the resources of the country and the finances of the people to accomplish whatever it is they want to do. And right now, while the country is dragged into a false fervor about elections, there are people who are planning their afterlife. As in, should they have to leave the White House? Should they be voted out? It would not affect them at all. And we've seen that story even with Barack Obama. I think it's a great thing that you can make a lot of money, you know, when you're out of the White House. But this is how they function. Their job is not only to get into the White House, but while there, to arrange your financial security, your wealth, for several generations. That's the job. We are so silly. We're running around thinking that they are taking the job seriously of minding the business of the people, of seeing to the interests of the people. Ah, now, the people are a distant second to their primary goal and purpose, which is to secure themselves, to organize systems of wealth that would sustain not just them in their political afterlife, but several generations after them. I'm sick of it. You know, I used to be nonchalant. In fact, I had no real faith in this political system. I stopped voting more than 20 years ago. I was waiting and waiting to see a system that merited my input and support. And I'm not being egotistical here. It is just that I cannot abide being part of something so vile, with riddled with lies and deception, and literally against the interests of people. Every day, there's a new wrinkle, a new thing, a new way they have found to do us in and elevate themselves. I believe that people should make a living and do well, and I'd like that for everybody, myself included. But these people have committed crimes that, in my view, are tantamount to war crimes. They have betrayed this country to such a degree. They have mangled it. And they are very conscious. They set out in a very deliberate way to make life miserable for most of us, and make life wonderful for themselves. This little trip that Donald Trump took with his children, none of whom have been screened by Congress, none of whom have credentials to engage in anything on a global level. They barely can fix things on the national and local level. But the mere fact that they share the president's last name means that all things could be moved out of their way, all impediments to making tons of money. Do you think that Ivanka Trump didn't make contact with people who can, she will call later on and arrange meetings later on to discuss her new line of this and her new line of that? And that would become part of bilateral trade. This is the sickness that we have here. Everybody knows it. And yet we have people pretending, well, you know, we're doing the best we can. It's not enough. I am not a professional politician, and I spotted it and called it the first day. And they are operating even as they fill these roles that they see as being advantageous to them, they don't mind just corrupting a process that has been in place for a long time. Imagine, here is again Ivanka Trump. What is she, Secretary of State? When did that happen? Which committee did she appear before to apply credentials? Her husband, even the real Secretary of State, had reported recently that Kushner was doing his own thing in the name of U.S. foreign relations without consulting him, without informing him. And that's exactly how the Trumps operate. We do what we want. This is our property. The United States, the whole country is our personal property, and we do what we want. And nobody can stop us. And here we have a continuing crisis. This is a crisis in government. Any normal country would consider this a crisis in government. And the problem is in the White House and the machinations that they arrange to get what they want done, which involves billions of dollars. It involves doing all kinds of awful things to other countries just struggling to get by, placing sanctions on them, threatening war, because you know your sons are not going to be fighting. You'll send somebody else's sons and daughters to go fight. Well, of course, you have had heel spurs, which prevented you from even enlisting in the US military. This is wretched. I cannot believe that as Americans, as people who supposedly love this country, that we tolerate this level of betrayal. This level of criminal activity in our face. And we grumble and we complain and we want something done, but it's not being done. And we're okay with it too. You can't have your cake and eat it too. This is not the way you run a country, any country, let alone a world leading country. You don't run it like this. And we don't see the fallout, the massive fallout. People who are being cut from their well-deserved benefits. People who have served this country and are dying because they cut money and aid to them. Schools that still remain in a dilapidated, unfit state, and they're sending children because they know it's mostly black and Latino children, and there's nothing they will do. There's no protest going to be happening there. So you do that. You have Betsy DeVos changing the rules of education because, you know, this gives her something to do. She's just a bored, suburban, wealthy woman married to a very wealthy man. And this was her reward. She gets to play administrator, jeopardizing the educational futures of millions of children. The country is rotten. We have to come to terms with that. That's the truth. It's rotten. This is not the way it's supposed to work. And no amount of screaming is making a dent, is causing anybody to say, all right, let's put the brakes on everything and let's evaluate where we are, where we have already gone wrong, and where we will probably go wrong. Let's see if we can fix this. We have people fighting against impeachment. The leader of the Democratic Party says no. Let's just leave him there for another couple of years, and then we fight him at the polls in 2020. What the hell kind of reasoning is this? The man has committed major crimes. That has been documented, and that certainly should be argued in a court of law and according to the law of the land. We have that. But we keep hurtling down this road to hell at 1,000 miles an hour because Trump has an agenda. He has a timetable. If he is impeached, it means that he's got a little time left in office. He's got to put things in place, and all of his cronies, that's what they're doing. They're spending their time putting things in place for them so that they can have an afterlife as they expect. They're making all of their arrangements right now. They're not worried about making decisions that have to do with the welfare of the people. And even the ones with money, they're more vicious than anybody else. You have people making deals. All these trips that are being made are also a cover for making separate deals, private deals. When we're out of office, we're still in office because they have established a crooked network within the governmental system that they can easily call upon when they're, quote, out of office, unquote, and life still goes on. They're making much money. That is what is important to these folks. To borrow a phrase, they're ratchet. Such ratchet people. Nobody in their right mind, nobody with a sense of breeding, nobody who has a sense of culture would want to associate with these people. They're not intelligent, but they're crafty. And they're self-motivated, and that's all you need. And the entire nation, this small group, Trump and his small group, have been holding a gun to the nation's head and saying, you will accept this. We will do this. This is on our agenda, it has nothing to do with you. So stay out of it. We will spend your money. They dip their hands into the till. They find all kinds of reasons to do that. For example, this last visit over the weekend, Who paid for it? Who paid for Ivanka Trump and Donald Trump Jr. and Jared Kushner, whoever else is on the welfare dole? Who paid for that? The people did. They subsidized and financed their private financial program. They paid for their hotel, they paid for their transportation, and then, of course, we have the best. They have their own plane, paid for by the people. We didn't get anything out of this. This was primarily their personal business that they were taking care of, and this is how this president has run this country. It's his business. And he sees to his business first and foremost. We are here thinking and hoping and praying that he understands what the office of the President of the United States is all about, what a presidential administration is for, what Congress is for, and how, in working in a cooperative way, you keep the people hopeful that their modest hopes and dreams and aspirations can be realized. But you're not doing that because the people are not your primary concern. So I wanted to talk about this. What should happen? You know, we say a lot about what should happen, and of course, it is logical and it is sensible, but somehow people in Congress can't figure that out. Congressional leaders could not figure out, despite all of the screaming sirens, that there's something mentally wrong with this president. And that they have to be on guard until they can get some kind of way to ascertain the degree of deterioration of his mind. I could see it. I'm an ordinary person. They can't see it. And even when professionals in the field are screaming that the president is mentally ill and doing some very strange things, and we have people in the military concerned about the president's state of mind and doing some very strange things. Do you know we have yet to deal with the issue? It is central to the crisis that we are experiencing. But nobody's acting like we are in crisis. What crisis? There's no crisis here. So we still have to figure out what exactly is the role of Ivanka Trump and Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump and Ivanka's husband. What is the role of these people? Who sanctioned them to have any kind of role? What application did they sign? Who named them? Who questioned them? You're acting as Secretary of State. You're making policy. You're discussing peace in the Middle East. A 37-year-old young man who just pops up with all this power. His daughter, who has no zero experience, even in the fields that she is in. And we're okay with that? Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, you have been running your father's businesses and they have failed. But your father thinks you're the prime candidates, you're perfect to run the country. And we sit here like a bunch of little children being told, shut up and mind your business. This is not your business. So we have some very serious questions to ask and answer, but I'm coming to my central point of once again, I am reminding you that we all have to invest serious energy and commitment to our own interests. Because these people will, they don't care. As long as they get what they want, the rest can go to hell. Our survival is to be our number one priority, our collective survival. It isn't that our enemies are outside. The enemies are right in here, right inside the country. And at the highest level, the President of the United States and his minions robbing the country blind. And now they have this sense of adventurism. They should be able to go anywhere and rob anybody else blind. And this is the reputation, the gangster reputation that they have now saddled this country with. We don't enjoy trust and respect from other countries, not like we used to, not like the people who made decisions in this country understood that there's a particular way, a particular kind of conduct, both internally and externally, that is to be associated with the most sacred parts of our government, the presidency, Congress. It's all shot to hell. And we have already been saddled with burdens we don't deserve because those burdens are integral to the president and his cronies and the insiders and the elites making lots of money. And again, it's not for themselves. They already are fine. They are setting up the second and third and fourth and fifth generation so that no matter what happens, that wealth is assured, stolen from us. Well, let's take a break and find out what you're thinking. At 888-874-4888. We'll be right back after this.
Thank you.
listening to PRN.FM. I'm your Trees Lead, and this is Lead Stories. We're talking about some things that we really do need to face, and we really ought to have answers for them. But we also need to move. We need to move in our own interests. And I'm saying this as a general suggestion to everybody, myself included, that we have to be very serious about our collective survival. This president and his administration are threatening our survival, and we'd be crazy to just sit by and just watch it happen. E from Edgewater, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Yatrice. Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in.
Okay. Yeah, it comes out of the Hillary Clinton playbook. The behavior of the Trumps is almost exactly the same as her, if you look at it deeply enough. And who was responsible for getting Hillary back in the game was Obama. And they were Democrats, and Trump is Republican. So this proves they're all in it together. And the 16 other nations that are involved in the space station that are controlling everything up there and able to see everything they want to see. And they're taking advantage of all the smaller countries. You're right about all the stuff about Trump, but it's normal behavior for these presidents and their families, because they're not like the old days of Eisenhower and this one that. It's like royalty, you know, they're all involved, and they're all princes and dukes and earls, and going back to the times in Britain. We'll all have farms and have to grow crops for the kingdom. Go back there, you know, I wish we could, but, and then we could overthrow things. But, I mean, that's the way I'm seeing it. That's why I felt Hillary was in the election last year, to make sure Donald Trump won the election, so he would take all the attention away from the Clintons and their bad doings, and he could legitimize the way they ran the country. I mean, Hillary's running around the country with her husband, who is a debunked president. Why is he running around with the Secretary of State to all these places? And the Trumps are doing the same thing in hand. So I think they're all in on it together, and we're the ones that are suffering, the people. And the people in the United States are only suffering a little bit so far. And that's why.
But the Democratic Party did nothing, said nothing. Even
right,
now, the Democratic
they do the
Party
same behavior,
has
you
said
treat.
Nothing.
It's the same behavior. It's all one thing. It's not Democratic Party, Republican Party. It's the uniparty. It's one thing. And until we really take that on as something that is true, then we're always just jumping back and forth. It's like the Sean Hannity show, and the people are calling there. You know, we're all under this guise of what we're believing to be true, and it's not. It's a whole other story, and it started way before 9/11 happened. They had this all planned out to go into production. We're watching some kind of a stage play, but the rotten part about it is a reality show, and we're the ones that are suffering. And right,
right
now there's nothing much we can do about it.
That's not enough. That is not enough. I'm saying
what's
that we
not
can't
enough?
Stop
whatever
there
gets done.
I'm saying, well, this is part of a show. Okay, whatever your analysis is, what I'm complaining about is that there's no movement.
Yeah. How many
there's
times
no
did you have Charles Hotel on? 20 times, and he's telling us all the bad doings. Nothing ever gets done. Nothing gets done to them, and nothing's going to get to Trump. And it's all designed for Trump to come out on top in the end. That's why he's so cocky. He doesn't
but
have to worry
about
the final results
I'm
of
concerned,
things.
Whatever the plan is, it is sufficiently apparent to me to concern us greatly. Whatever the plan is, I don't know what the plan is. I could only surmise. I am saying what is bewildering is that we are stuck We are not moving against it like we feel being oppressed. Like we feel this is they're running a very nasty joke on us, and we're just taking it. What is going on? All over the world, where people see that their governments are misbehaving, they are in the streets. They are protesting. They are doing things to indicate that the power is with the people, not with these hoods and crooks.
Yeah, I don't see them accomplishing anything.
We're sitting down expecting things to be normal.
What happened to the caravan of people supposedly that was walking to the United States? That was a story for a couple of weeks, and where did it go to? This is how one thing goes to another. Every week there's a new story come out. It goes nowhere. We talk about Biden and the other one. That'll all be forgotten, and then the next debate, something else will happen. They would love to have a race riot here and to let the blood not be on their hands. Let us be at each other's throats. We're not looking at this, you know, in a correct fashion. We're not looking deep enough. It's not going to be on the surface so easy like this. Donald Trump's the president. That one thing. If I told you 40 years ago Donald Trump's going to be president for the next 8 years starting in 2016, you would have laughed me off the planet.
No.
Wouldn't you?
Because that is a part of political reality.
No, that's a trick. That's a magic trick that we're all being... We're looking at the magician's left hand and he's doing everything with the right, and we're not paying attention to that. Then the trick is happening.
Whether it is a magician's trick or not, my point is our inaction says that it's working.
Hey, I agree with you. You want to start a revolution? Where's it going to go? They'll stomp us out in no time like they did to the Black Panthers and all the other groups that tried to do something. They find a way to infiltrate and they find a way to mess things up. It's impossible. We're back in the days when the king ruled the land and he had a kingdom. They made a
I'm not interested so far right now. I'm more interested in the fact that we are giving indications that it is not bothering us that much. Our state of affairs isn't bothering us that much. So we need not inconvenience ourselves. We just sit and wait and put up with some more pressure and whatever. But it's not bothering us, really. And I'm asking us to look at that. That is not a good way to see our collective situation. Thank you, E from Edgewater, for calling in. Lincoln, Mount Vernon, you're on the air.
Yeah, good day to you, Chief.
Thank you.
This is just another...
Your volume is very low. And it sounds like you're not talking directly into your phone, but you're talking near your phone.
I think this is a very troubled phone that I'm on. Can you hear me better?
Yes.
Can you hear me better?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, this is like another floor of the... We've been building this... 200-story building. We have been building this political skyscraper. And Trump is just another floor of this political skyscraper. And if you look at the whole of the progression of things, and even the so-called presidents that we were enamored of, they were all leading us down this self-destructive path. But
Thing, Lincoln. I would like you to address this in real time. The situation suggests that the country is out of control. The leadership of the country is out of control. And worse, the people's reaction seems out of control. They seem not to be worried about it.
I personally think that it is good that this country is out of control. And it is good because this is what this country has been doing to other governments, how they have been destabilizing other governments and wrecking other governments and wrecking the lives of other people. So what you are here soon is what we all were sitting by and allowing to happen to other places. Look at Haiti. Look what Bush did to Haiti. Enjoy Trump's ride and say to yourself, I am one of the reasons for this. Why weren't we screaming when this country was doing to other countries what Trump is about to do to us?
The why weren't we doing this and why aren't we doing that? These are not really germane to the central issue, which is that we are not doing these things. We appear uninvolved. We appear to not understand the danger that we actually are in. What accounts for that?
Well, it's based upon miseducation. And even what we keep saying, impeach Trump. We need to impeach the system. We need to change the system. Impeaching Trump is not going to prevent another Trump from occurring, you know? So we keep being distracted.
For now it would. For now it might. Because
but I'm telling you,
you're looking
but
for
if you
a solution.
Do that, then you're taking the aspirin. You're taking a political aspirin rather than taking...
We take a political aspirin because when there's a situation, when there is a critical emergency, and I'm arguing that we are in a state of critical emergency, anything that contributes to solving the problem is worth considering.
We do not have time.
What you're talking about, and this is frustrating to me when I talk with you. You want to go deep into this whole thing, and it does not work like that. Here I am saying to you, we have a major crisis on our hands. We don't think so because we made not to think so. But we have a major crisis on our hands. What is the instruction about how we can operate to get some kind of breathing room until we can figure out the bigger picture? We need to start moving now. We are in triage. You know, when you go to the hospital, they don't want your whole medical history. They see that you're running out of blood. You're bleeding out. The most important thing to do is to stop that. And then we can figure out the other things. But we cannot allow you to continue to bleed and then say, well, once we do that, and that would probably take about 3 or 4 months to really fix that, what's the point? A person would be dead.
To resuscitate this system is to resuscitate the wrongs that have been leading the world down the road of destruction. And I'm saying to you, maybe we need a third world war. Maybe this country needs to be destroyed. Maybe we, some of us, have to suffer. and you're looking just for self-preservation. It's deeper than that.
Your argument does not make sense to me. Because you're talking, again, every time I try to get close to a focal point, you go wide and you start seeing the broadest implications possible. We're not in that situation now. We have to concentrate on what we can do now, in our time, with the resources that we have or don't have. This is how I'm seeing it, as an emergency. And we have to safeguard our interests, safeguard our future. We have to work at it, even if we don't think it's happening. Even if we don't think it is even close to happening that we are in this stage. What can we do now? Practical matters. What can we do now?
Okay, what can we do now? Okay, before I say what we can do now, let me just say this to you. Be careful of wanting to hear what you want to hear rather than what you need to hear. Be very careful of that. Okay. What we need now is to organize ourselves about fixing the system. We can't organize ourselves around lies. Because I even hear Jimmy Carter recently saying that the reason why Trump won was because of Russian interference. And when I heard that, I realized how stupid the whole of this system is. That's a big lie.
Trump did not win because of Russian interference. Okay, Lincoln, it is frustrating that you just won't understand what you're being asked. It's just frustrating. It's a very straightforward question. What should we do now? Do you agree that we are in crisis?
We have been in a crisis.
Okay, so I'll take that as a yes. You agree that we're in crisis?
Yes, we've been needing to address the crisis. But the only reason why we are so, and I'm not going to be euphemistic. I'm going to hit the point because we are friends, so we can talk honestly with each other. The only reason why you are concerned about the crisis the way you are right now is because now your life is in jeopardy. When other people's lives were in jeopardy, you weren't this concerned about the crisis. And that's what you need to face.
And that's not true. That's not true. You don't know my history on that front.
I could
show you documents of what the work, I think, but the little bit that I could do to make things better. I've done that to the best of my ability. I'm saying, this is not about me. I'm saying as a collective, what are we to do in the situation we find ourselves in? And the one thing we don't want to do is ignore it. We don't want to do that. We want
why
to do anything but
Bush?
That. But
why did we impeach Bush?
Are you there?
Why did we impeach Bush for killing a million Iraqis? Think of that.
Okay. So our program has ended today. Thank you very much. This is something that we continue to discuss because it's so, so vital to our collective progress, our collective existence. We'll see each other tomorrow. Thanks for contributing today. Bye-bye.